This week's episode of Roboism is sponsored by Iron Galaxy. Scream like a school kid with Capsule Force, an intergalactic retro anime multiplayer game now available on PS4 and Steam. CapsuleForce.com.
Thanks again to the Chicago Podcast Co-op for hooking up our sponsorships. You can find more at ChicagoPodcastCoop.com. Hi, I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million.
And this is Roboism. Today we're going to talk about how robots are going to take all of our jobs.
Yay!
It's the one-year anniversary of a very popular YouTube video by CPG Grey called Humans Need Not Apply. And it's just all about how we're kind of doomed because robots are going to take over the workforce.
Yeah, I watched this video for the first time this morning, so it's fresh on my mind. Alex is a seasoned expert.
I think the idea of robots taking everybody's jobs is still a little bit fatalist at this point.
I mean, it's not going to happen like tomorrow. The video made it sound like it was going to happen tomorrow, I think, and the video is a year old.
I think the biggest flaw in this argument is Baxter, which is featured prominently in this video. And it's this new automated robot who can do tasks like fold clothes and sort things and at only about 1/10 of a human speed. But like it's still, you know, 1/100 of what a human worker would cost.
Right.
However, I don't think we can yet imagine what the possibilities of using this robot are. Like, we don't know, like, all of the crazy APIs that can happen. No one could even comprehend how we would use computers today. I don't think we can yet imagine what Baxter will be used for.
Most of my talking points are about the transportation industry, I think.
The big argument is, like, self-driving cars. They're here. They're especially now, like a year ago they were here and now they're really here. There needs to be legislation that goes through, but basically we'll have self-driving cars.
Yeah. And then I believe I should fact check myself on this, but I believe the transportation industry is like the biggest employer in the United States, right? Just moving, like all of the people that are paid to move things around with cars.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like the first thing to come is going to be automated Uber or something like that.
Oh gosh, no, I think it's going to be moving like produce, right? Oh, like all of the people that drive trucks of objects across the country, right? Yeah, like Coca-Cola, like that. Right before it's like, you know, me going to the party, I think, anyway.
Well, the only thing I have with that is I don't really understand. And CPG Grey in his video talks about how unions are going to try to prevent this, and it hasn't been successful in the past. But, and I don't know how like truck systems work. Like, I know Coca-Cola has like a fleet of trucks or whatever. For actual transportation of, you know, mass amounts of product, like to grocery stores and stuff. Yeah, I don't know how those companies work.
I don't know the intimate details of it either. I guess one of the, the big thing that stands out to me, the video doesn't end on a light note. It's like, we're not saying that this is a bad thing. We're just saying it's inevitable. And then they don't offer any possible solutions for how to deal with it. It's just like, yeah, so this is happening. Bye. Like, you know, and that's, yep, that's the whole thing. But one thing that he keeps saying, he repeated this like two or three times, which was to no fault of their own. So it's like horses are no longer the best thing to no fault of their own. The horses did nothing wrong. They're just not as good as cars. And that's about to happen with humans. But I think that is a very telling statement, because even though it might not be a human's fault, we are going to blame the humans. We as a society, right? So like a truck driver who loses his job because the robot is taking over it, I don't think we're going to feel that bad for the truck driver. I think we're going to be like, well, maybe you shouldn't have been a truck driver. I think there will be people in the government who have that attitude. I don't have that attitude personally, but that's my prediction.
There was an article in The Atlantic talking about sort of the same thing. It was called The End of Work. They speculate that the government is going to be basically completely different, because who do we tax if like robots are doing all the jobs?
Yeah, but how long is it going to take for the government to be completely different? Like, I think they still use fax machines.
No, I know. But, like, well, and that too, like, there are just so many things. All right. Here's what I think. CPG Gray talks about how, like, the population of horses went down a lot. But it's not like people killed off horses. They just kind of stopped using them. So what if humans...
We could use a few less humans.
What if, I mean, it would solve a lot of problems.
A lot of young people, too, aren't making families as early or as large as they were in the past. So,
and I mean, what if that's not a terrible thing? It would solve a lot of issues with clients. Like, I don't know.
No, I'm down with that solution.
Let us make clear that we are not talking about population control in any way. Just that, like, the natural evolution of humanity will be to not make as many humans, because that will be essential for our survival, really, is not having as many of us around.
Yeah, that would be good.
I also think that, like, the whole argument for the automated, like, checkout systems, like automated registers, is sort of BS, because that is going to be one of the longest thing that, like, you do need that one human to oversee those 30 machines, because those 30 machines are really shitty, and they're, like, they're not good at their jobs. There's no automated register in the world right now that is good. Where's the breaking point where it becomes more cost effective to replace all of these machines that, like, are not that old? You know what I mean? So I don't know. I think the whole, like, robots taking people's jobs is really going to be, like, the middle class, white collar, like, I work in social media. Like, those people are losing their jobs first, because you can already, there's Twitter bots.
I sort of agree with you on that, but I think it's going to be a lot more of the like uneducated types of positions, more so than the white collar ones.
But maybe at first, but if you are someone who knows a craft really well, so let's say you're amazing at making tables, like you're the best carpenter in the world. There's going to be a robot who does your job. But at that point, this robot is going to be so easy to program that you're going to be the one being like, all right, here's how to make the best table in the world. Craftsmanship is going to rise above the whole, like, okay, let's code this and make this program work.
Like, maybe to a degree, but I wasn't thinking of craftsmen. I was thinking of, like, truck drivers and stuff, right? Where
I agree. That's definitely...
I mean, the video touched on this too a little bit, where it's like the AI are teaching themselves to learn, and then I think we're gonna have robot made tables that are cooler than human made tables by a large scale at some point.
I think one day the conclusion of this video is you are not safe if you do creative work.
Well, it's talking about everybody, but the creatives, we've always held ourselves on this creative pedestal about, like, oh, robots don't know about...
We're a bunch of dicks,
yeah, we're
really
terrible, terrible people. So, yeah, I mean, there's already computer programs that are claiming to build websites better than humans and stuff.
If this comes to pass, that robots just take over minimum wage jobs, then, you know, it's bigger than the Great Depression. It's insane and horrifying.
Yeah, I'm worried that this will take over the overpopulation thing, right? So us creating less humans would be a good solution, but I think that the robot revolution is going to happen, like, surpass that.
In time,
and also, like, we're living longer nowadays with all of our technology, so that's probably not helping either.
Yeah, what if the downfall of humanity is what if we don't even get to the singularity? This is really depressing. What if we don't even get to the singularity because really unsophisticated robots take over And then everybody who isn't super rich or has a very advanced job, whether it be creative or, you know, making the robots, it just comes to pass that we all die because there's not enough jobs. And yeah, and then we never even get to that because nobody, we're like, well, we don't need smarter robots. And we just sort of become complacent and it's just our slow decline.
Yep, that's possible. It's crazy to think of a possible future, though, where we have all of these robots that are able to automate things for us, like food production, but we would still have probably huge slums of, like, just poverty, you know, that wouldn't be able to benefit from it.
I wonder if, like, politicians are going to intervene to stop this. Like, they're going to be like, we're going to create more jobs and stop
making robots. Like, what would be such a Luddite, like, move, though?
It would be very strange. Like, instead of they're gonna be like, instead of companies can't put out a certain amount of carbon, they can't use a certain amount of robots.
They can't have a certain amount of automated tasks. Yeah,
that's... it's really hard to wrap my head around, which is why I like this video a lot.
I would hope, rather than that, I would hope that we would use the technology to improve poverty-stricken situations, right?
I hope that too. And well, when I was talking about like how we can't even imagine how we'd use a robot like Baxter in the future, is what happens when, you know, like let's say there's a robot that's really great at building sustainable wells for people who don't have fresh water. That's something that costs so much money and requires so much skill and a large group of people.
Yeah, that was where that whole video left me, was like, well, here's all the stuff, and then it's like, okay, but what do we do to make it better? And like he has that that horse metaphor going throughout the thing, and like we mentioned a minute ago, like horses are kind of all right now, like there's less of them, but you know, they're like chilling in pastures and stuff. So how do we do the human version of that, where everybody gets to have a nice life in a pasture or be, like, you know, wild and running around in the countryside.
When I was thinking about this too, I wonder if there's going to be even more of a wage gap between like women and people of color, you know, like are women going to earn even less because robots are doing their jobs? And this is such a terrible, terrible cliche, but, I wish I could find the source for this, but it was like, yeah, robots are going to take up a ton of women's jobs because so many of them are secretaries, and that's a job that's going to be easily automated one day.
Well, yeah, I think this whole thing will just keep the people who are already on top more on top, right? Because if you're the CEO and you replace a lot of your workers with robots that cost a tenth of the human workers cost, then you're just going to be making more money. Like that's just more money for you. And you're probably not going to be a good person about it. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm starting this whole video sort of makes me think, are robots classist? Are we bad people for wanting them to come into the world? Like, I don't think artificial intelligence is necessarily, like, our enthusiasm for AI is classist, but maybe our enthusiasm for, like, yeah, let's have everything automated, let's have, you know, our coffee choice program for us, let's have our temperature change in our rooms once we walk in, like, is that just an incredibly classist thing for us to want? Like, is that just amplifying our privilege?
I think, yeah, a little bit, but I think it's good to recognize it and discuss it and figure out how to use it to make everything better, you know?
Yeah, I mean, just the use of smartphones in developing countries is huge, and it's really great. And I have a lot of friends who work at, like, NGOs that have been, you know, like, the way NGOs work now is completely different and a lot better because of technology. And I don't know. I wonder, can robots facilitate philanthropy, I guess? And I don't know.
Maybe they should pass a law where all money saved by companies that switch to automated robots has to be.
That's never gonna happen.
It has to go
that's
to charity.
Never going to happen.
Savannah Million for what do you call it? What's the pageant, the big one? United America? Miss Savannah Million for Miss America.
Yeah, that's also
all
you
robot
have no power
proceeds
for-
must go to charity. Thank you, thank you. Vote for me.
Yeah, I'm just envisioning a future with where all of these robots create really intense political debates.
Oh, won't it be great? Can we replace the government with robots, please? How about they're the first to go? Then what happens?
That would be pretty good. I think that white-collar jobs, while not the first to go, will be much more affected than
well, that's when people will start getting mad, right? Like,
unfortunately, yes.
Yeah,
it's,
like,
you're
take
right.
away all the truck drivers' jobs and people will be like, oh, well, maybe you should have gone to college. And then start taking away the college grads' jobs, and that's when you'll hear it.
At what point do you think a robot's going to be able to do your job better than you will?
Well, oh, soon, a little bit. There, I keep seeing ads in my Twitter feed for some like website building tool that is entirely automated. So that's cool. Bring that on. Great. I don't know. The one thing that I do in my job that would be hard, like really hard for a robot to recreate. I mean, like Squarespace already does, like, is a robot version of what I can do, right? Like,
is it really? Isn't it just like a WYSIWYG
thing, really? Yeah. Like I can do more customized stuff than Squarespace can give you, right? But it's like, that's the first step. It's like WordPress and Squarespace and themes. Like, you don't need to pay someone like me a ton of money to do that when these programs can do most of these things for you. But the one thing that I have that programs like that don't are like total customization stuff, right? Like more control. I can control things better. And also I have the designer brain where I can, make things look nice and feel good to use. And that I think robots will have the most trouble with in my career, right? So we'll see.
When AI is able to tell an amazing story and a story better than a human can, I am excited for that. Like, that's a whole new, we've been telling stories the same way since like the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And we've been basically having really traditional narratives forever. And I would love to like co-produce a film with a robot. Like I want that. I want it now.
That would be great. I mean, Twitter bots are robot writers in a way. A lot of the poetic Twitter bots too. Yeah, for that style that they're going for.
Let's solve this problem right now. How do you think we can?
Oh God.
Yeah, we're
so
gonna
much
do
pressure.
This. We're gonna solve this problem right now.
Be so bad.
How do we
I already told you it's when the government has the law where you have to give all of your robot proceeds to the charities. That's solution problem solved, done, mic drop. Tweet at us with your solutions for the robot revolution at RoboismCast. Hit us with all your best ideas. We'll pass them along to the government. When I say government, I mean the robot government that will overtake the current human government.
Yeah.
They'll be hitting us up first because, you know, they've been listening. Big fans.
I mean, really, someone could be listening.
I don't know.
I would like that. It's probably. Well, you know, in SoundCloud, there's always that like stat that's very confusing. It's like other, and I'm like, well, what's other? Like,
other is the robots. They're here. Thanks, robots. We love you. Please don't take our creative jobs.
I don't know. I still think that we can't comprehend what's going to happen with home robots in the same way that we couldn't comprehend what happened with home PCs. So
true. Yeah, I agree. I hope the home robots replace the men of the house first.
Oh my God, that's exactly what should happen.
That's the solution.
Yeah. Robots are just going to replace all the men. We solved the problem.
You guys, we did it.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for listening.
While you're waiting for our next episode, you should check out Hello from the Magic Tavern, another Chicago podcast cooperative. podcast. It is about Arnie Niekamp, where he falls into a portal, like from the video game Portal, and he interviews robot turrets.
Yeah, he hasn't come across GLaDOS yet, and I'm worried. Arnie's a great guy, and I don't want GLaDOS to hurt him.
Yeah, stay safe out there, Arnie.
We believe in you.
Thanks also to David and Kevin for the use of our theme song, IR Robot.
You can find us on Twitter at RoboismCast.
We also have a website, roboism.fm.
And Savannah redid it recently, and it's beautiful, and you can see our new robot avatars.
I updated it a little bit. We'll tweet some pics, some sweet pics.
I really like the reason that Savannah had to redesign the site is because she did not build it for like more than 5 episodes. That's how much faith she had in this podcast.
Yeah, I still need to fix that a little bit. I didn't put any like pagination into the site, so it just like all the episodes will scroll forever. But it's fine for now.
It's fine.
It's totally fine.
A robot could probably do
fix
that.
Fix that for me. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right, I'm Alex Cox.
And I'm Savannah Million. This has been Roboism.
Thank you for listening. Oh,
it was fun. Someone help me, someone save me. I've done something I should have never known. I'm not human, I'm not breathing. I need someone to show me that. Or will you turn me down? I'm not really that appealing, but I promise I'll never fool around. I'm a burden of a being. Being a robot gives me the biggest frown. Are you okay? What's wrong? I started tearing up because my jokes were so stupid.
No, they were good. Most of them are going to be cut out. It's okay.
Oh, phew. We need a robot to automate the podcast and delete out all of my bad jokes.
Yeah. Those won't be hard. Our bad jokes won't be hard for a robot to find. All right. Are we good?
We're good.
You're crying right now.
Savannah sobs in the background. Oh my god.
There are no tears in room for a robot.
No tears in robots.